Limitations apply.
Welcome back to Going Over, presented by Midwest Members Credit Union. Live from the Archview Flooring Studios with Roderick and Slo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
What is this music?
I don't know.
I like it. It's on my playlist? We are one, on the shore. Who is this?
Vici.
Really? No, I don't. Huh.
Oh.
I don't think it's my playlist. Maybe Burger's playlist.
There's huge Spotify news from Friday. Huge Spotify
news.
Oh,
I think I saw that. Well, last week it was Taylor Swift.
Bob Seger. Bob Seger is finally on Spotify, so I've spent most of the weekend listening to Bob Seger albums.
This was put on Facebook Live. Dave Silva, their artist guy, their graphics guy. He Facebook Lived us on the Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard Facebook Live page. 402 people were viewing us. Doing this, and I'm going through and reading the comments on here, mostly just comments of people just saying, oh, good morning, where they're listening from, people listening from Orlando, from Kentucky, from North Carolina. As I scroll through here, I see some gentleman by the name of Mike Santos ask the question, who is this jabroni asking the questions?
Talking about you?
I think so.
Oh, no. Maybe they're talking about me.
You didn't ask any questions.
I asked a couple questions.
So now I guess I'm the jabroni.
You're a jabroni.
That was asking the questions.
You and your jabronis, be quiet up there.
That hurts. That hurts.
I would take personal offense to that.
I commented back asking if he's talking about me. You got beef with me, buddy? I'll throw hands.
You mad, bro?
At me, bro. Goodness.
What a wonderful 40 minutes that was.
That was really good.
Grove, thanks for
letting us go along there with that segment. As Grove and Giamatti back at the Archview Flooring Studios didn't get a chance to do the Liquid Spirits Library. I couldn't find my copy for it on my computer. The Liquid Spirits, they are your place to call for beverage catering. I saw they were doing a wedding last night. 314-650-4191. That's 314-650-4191. That is where you can find them. That's how you can give them a call. Give John a call. Tell him that you heard about us here. Or you can get at me on the DMs, and I can try to hook you up with an even better offer. St. Louis-based beverage catering company. They bring the bar to you. Intimate-themed parties that lead to unforgettable wedding experiences. Professional, fully licensed bartenders. They know how to keep the drinks and the fun flowing at Liquid Spirits. That's Liquid Spirits, STL.com. That was a lot of fun. That was really was. And I wanted to say that I told Andy I mentioned this to you before we had them on, because I wanted to let you know kind of what we were going to do with the interview. I didn't want to talk about anything St. Louis related.
Right.
I didn't want to do that because There's a lot of people that are paying good money to go to the podcast down at South Broadway Athletic Club coming up in a few hours. I didn't want to have them tell any stories that they might be telling at the podcast. So I avoided doing anything like that. Just wanted to kind of ask some questions as I listened to all of the podcasts at the gym every morning. I wanted to make sure that I let people that people are going to be the stories that they hear. What was one of the things you heard that you really enjoyed?
Bruce's impressions.
Yeah.
he puts my impressions to shame.
They're really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah. They absolutely.
They're talent. They're talented guys.
Mm-hmm.
A few things kind of stand out. But overall, it was a fun 40 minutes.
Didn't intend on telling two grown men that I cried during WrestleMania once.
Oh, I thought for sure that story was coming
out.
Nope,
didn't plan on it.
Well, I'm sure you didn't plan on it, but I was thinking today, I'm like, Joe's going to tell the story about the time he cried.
Did not intend to tell that story. But it happened anyway. Hey, it's 11:08. It's time now for
Grover's Corner.
Yes. Corner. And this trek into Grover's Corner brought to you by Jerry Tanner at Tanner Law. After spending 5 years as a state court prosecutor in the circuit attorney's office, Jerry Tanner has defended criminal cases including DWI, drug offenses, assault, and even murder. Facing a criminal charge is a traumatic and stressful experience. Someone in this situation needs a skilled and experienced lawyer to protect the rights of the accused. Call Jerry for free at 314-241-1956 or visit him online at tannerlaw.net. Once again, that's 314-241-1956 or online at tannerlaw.net. And, as always,
the choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisement.
All right. Thank you, Plazzi. Happy Father's Day, fellas, to both of you. I know you've got sons, stepkids. You've got pets. A lot of people consider pets their things. They have cards now for pets.
And he's got a lovely stepdaughter.
I do. Lovely Claire.
Yes. Well, happy Father's Day to you, sir.
Well, thank you.
And happy Father's Day to you, Joe.
Thank you.
That's right.
Joe has a lovely son. His name is Hudson.
And you're his biggest fan. He's your biggest fan.
He didn't wish me happy Father's
Day
today.
Oh, I didn't tell you what happened yesterday.
What?
I'll save it. I'll save it for outside of the corner.
No, you can go.
Okay. So, got him from my parents yesterday.
Right.
After the show. And driving home, and he's talking about, Daddy, my belly hurts. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, maybe I didn't know if, like, maybe he was just strapped into the car seat too hard or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's going on, Daddy? My belly hurts. My belly hurts. And I'm like, okay. And he's like sitting back there. He's eating a little bowl of cereal in a plastic container. And
sure.
I'm like, do you feel like you need to throw up? Yeah. Oh crap. I go, just try to spit or throw up into that bowl. No, it's not big enough. Like, no, just try, do that. And I turn around to see all over him and the car seat.
Oh, boy. Poor little guy. Oh.
And then afterwards, he immediately felt better.
Yeah.
Immediately felt better, but then was crying because, I mean, he was just covered in that. And I'm like 5 minutes from home. I'm driving, if you know, we're out by Scott Air Force Base at Air Mobility Drive.
Yeah.
I'm on that going like 80, swerving in and out of cars, just trying to get home as fast as possible. And then I put I get him inside, I throw him in the tub to wash him off. And then I'm outside after I put him down for a nap. I'm in the driveway spraying down with a hose the car seat that's sitting in the driveway.
Ugh. I've smelled.
It wasn't the smell that was bad. It was just, there's so much of it.
The smell gets to me.
Yeah.
Boy, I need to close my Twitter. They don't hide certain things anymore on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, where you're sitting? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to close that.
Super Bowl week is when I usually have to do that, where I have to go through and unfollow a lot of accounts.
Right.
During Super Bowl week, yeah.
Yeah, we can't really have that open. Mm-hmm. Grover's Corner.
And on that note, we'll start with Cardinal baseball.
Is it any other kind of special day today? Is it like National Spaghetti Day or something?
There was, but nothing great. Give me one sec here. I'll pull up the rest.
I always like those extra little treats.
Yesterday was Apple Strudel Day.
Oh, boy. Boy, I'm a big fan of strudels.
Can we clip that and turn that into hockey? All right, hold on.
I'm not sure if I like more of like the gooey insides or the oatmeal sugary crusty topping on the strudel. And then here's the move. What you do is you put a scoop of vanilla Oats cream on top of it. And that's for a good strudel.
Carry on. Hold on.
I'm done.
I'm looking. Talk amongst yourselves.
Then you eat it with a fark.
Eat it with a fark.
Yeah, fark.
Fark.
See? So I was going to smoke some ribs today. For Father's Day. But because of the wedding I did yesterday where I was not the officiant, Grove. I just played music.
See,
I just played
about
music at the ceremony at the World's Fair Pavilion. It was lovely. It was a lovely day. I didn't have time to, like, smoke the ribs. So I cheated and I ordered pre-cooked ribs from Sam's.
Mm.
I've had them. They're really tender. They're really good. And they're like $11 per slab, cooked already.
That's a win.
I mean, that's a win. It's an absolute win. So I'm looking forward to having those for celebrating Father's Day today. Before I go to Money in the Bank, I will not be going to the podcast.
Right.
I wish I wish I could be in many places at once, but spending time with my dad today is of a higher priority for me, so I am going to go do that.
Right. That's smart. Are you guys going fishing today?
We're not.
Oh, I was saying because it's National Go Fishing Day.
We're also National Go Fishing Day. Well, that makes sense since it's Father's Day.
Right, so there you go.
So we're also celebrating my birthday is Tuesday, Grove.
Oh, well, happy birthday, the big 4-0.
And so we are celebrating, the big 4-0.
I was like, ooh, I don't know if he wants that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, our meals just came. What'd you get, Andy? You got the kitchen sink.
I didn't mean to order this.
Oh, you wanted the breakfast.
Yep. It's a shrimp and
grits. Shrimp grits.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to eat it, but I wanted the breakfast one.
Next week.
Yep.
Now you have to look forward to it all week. I'm
going to only consume 10,000 calories today. I was only going to consume 5. But this thing's 5,000 calories on its own.
We need forks, Andy.
Oh, I have a
spoon.
You
need a fark?
A fork.
All right, Grove, yeah, go ahead with the corner.
We'll talk a little sports here. Cardinal baseball cards dropped a tough one yesterday in Baltimore as the Orioles of Charm City beat Adam Wainwright like a pack of dogs on a three-legged cat. Wayno's final stat line of the night was anything but bueno as he surrendered 9 runs in an inning and 2/3 worth of work. Bullpen didn't offer much relief. Cardinals fall to the Orioles 15-7. Two teams back at it today from Oriole Park. Your starting lineups are out. They look like this.
Oh, I didn't see them yet. Cool.
Yes, it'll be a surprise for both of you here. For Baltimore, batting leadoff and playing right field, Seth Smith. Batting second and playing third, look good in the Cardinal uniform, third baseman Manny Machado. Batting third, center fielder Adam Jones. Designated hitter and cleanup hitter, Mark Trumbo. Trey Mancini, who's had himself a nice little series, is batting fifth and playing first. Jonathan Shoup playing second, batting sixth.
God, he had a game yesterday.
Yes, he did. Wellington Castillo is catching. He's batting seventh. Soo-Yun Kim is in left, batting eighth. And shortstop J.J. Hardy rounds out your order. Pitching for your Baltimore Orioles, or their Baltimore Orioles today, Ubaldo Jimenez, the former franchise player of the Colorado Rockies. He is 1-2 with an ERA of 6.71 on the season.
Not my Orioles. Those are not my Orioles.
Your former Orioles. Your former St. Louis Browns, rather.
Right.
Go ahead. Comment.
No, that's right. Former St. Louis Browns. That's right.
For your St. Louis Cardinals, Matt Carpenter's at first batting leadoff, where he probably will be now forever. Batting second, playing center, Dexter Fowler. Tommy Pham's in left, batting third. Jed Jerko gets DH responsibilities today. He's batting cleanup. Yadier Molina will be back behind the plate and hitting fifth. Steven Piscotty's in right, batting sixth. Aledmys Diaz batting seventh, playing short. Greg Garcia will be at third, hitting eighth. Paul DeJong, who homered for the second time in 2 days yesterday, will be at
second.
Three
in his first 15 at-bats, right?
He joins a very exclusive list of people that have done that, a list that includes John Rodriguez, Keith McDonald. I'm trying to think. I had that list. Jeremy Hazelbaker and Albert Pujols. One of those.
I liked
things.
Your tweets yesterday. Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Grove.
Yes.
Who's your ideal DH in this lineup?
Probably Jed Jerko.
It should be Dexter Fowler because his shoulder is still hurt.
Is that why he was Friday night?
Yes.
The DH yesterday, too?
No. Carpenter DH yesterday, and you had an outfielder play first base.
Unbelievable.
Fowler is still hurt. He should be DHing.
How much longer is this going
to
go on?
I hate to feed the trolls because I'm one of those
dead weight
things, and it had to be done, and I don't really care what's going on. But in this lineup, your ideal DH would have probably been Matt Adams. Because that's
right.
The one thing he can do. He can't field. He can't really do anything else. But he's now starting to rake a little bit in Atlanta. I mean, but again, it's business. It wasn't working out here. He had chances. He couldn't make the most of them, whether that be bad luck or just skill or whatever. It didn't work. A change of scenery was needed, but that would have probably been the best bet for this lineup with this team. But as is, Jerko would be my guess if you're assuming the health of everybody. Now, Fowler's shoulder injury does change things, but it is what it is.
I want to go on it. I would put money that is possible that Mo has taken over day-to-day control of the lineup.
Oh, I don't know if he can. I don't think so.
No,
he hasn't.
It's been consistent. There's still some craziness
going
on.
They don't have anybody on the bench. They only carry four bench guys, and one of those is Eric Fryer.
Right. And a
if
couple
Paul
of those guys are going
to be up here, he has to start.
I mean, who's the Huffman?
I have a problem with Paul DeJong.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, the only decision they really have to make is Tommy Pham or Jose Martinez. Like, that's the big decision each and every day with the lineup.
Right. And then where do you put Paul DeJong? Do you give him?
He has to start. Yeah, if he's on the team, he has to start.
I would say do you give Diaz a day off? Or right now, I guess the decision's made up. But when Wong's healthy, and then do you send him back down?
Yeah, you do.
So, I mean.
Does what's happening this season bode a case for that we should have kept Matt Holliday?
He can't
to play
field.
First base.
I mean.
No, I know. He's a liability. He's a liability on the field.
No, I think there are mistakes being made on both ends. I think Mo's making mistakes. I think that you put so much into Jed Jerko being a 30-plus home run guy that you thought, okay, we could put Matt Carpenter at first and trade Matt Adams. Matt Adams hit his ninth home run with the Braves yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, but we're looking at that. That's a left fielder's dream over there. Freddie Freeman was jacking home runs at a crazy rate before he got hurt. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from Matt Adams, but
no, not at all.
He's still hitting 300.
Yes, and I know, but do you think that would have happened here even if he played every day?
Yes, I think
he would be a 300 hitter that would have 12, 15 home runs by now. What in his entire career here makes you think he would have done that?
When has he had a chance to play
I don't
every
know.
Day
he was
the
start
year that he did,
2012,
he
2013, or not 2012, but 2013, 2014.
I'm not trying to deny that.
Being a
there was a picture
fan.
Of him. There was a picture of him high-fiving your other BFF of the show, Brandon Phillips.
He follows me on Twitter.
He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show or some incarnation of the show, so he is an official friend
He's
of
been
the
on
show.
With Joe.
Yeah.
Yes. He's been on with Joe. I think, was it you and J-Boy that interviewed Brandon
Just
Phillips?
Me. Grove, you weren't even with me yet, were you?
I wasn't there for either Brandon Phillips interview. I'm trying to think the biggest name that you've had on that I've actually got to talk to might have been Jim Ross. And I remember I was like, 10-year-old me wanted to go back and high-five myself. Like, I want to go back and high-five because I got to talk to him on the phone and, like, exchange, a little friendly banter with him and then put him on hold. And
right.
That's the biggest name.
I think. In terms of, like, recognition, I mean, obviously there are people. I mean, we've talked to many people. I mean, Luke Korak's always very nice. But, I mean, in terms of, like, worldwide celebrity appeal, I don't want to knock anybody, but
Bob Newhart, I think, has to be the biggest name.
Not over Vince Scully?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't get to interview Vince Scully.
But you got to talk to him on the phone.
I'm sorry. I really think that I got to go Bob Newhart over. God, Bob Newhart over Vince Scully? Yeah, Bob Newhart over Vince Scully.
In the world of entertainment, Vince Scully's a big name. Bob Newhart's an even bigger name.
Right. But, I mean, in what we're doing and this sports talk, Vin Scully is like the peak. So, I mean, I think, I mean, not that Bob Newhart's not the peak in just Hollywood and comedy. I mean, he's up there with, I would say Bob Newhart's up there with Don Rickles and Pryor and Carlin, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I know it's a different type of humor, but he's a little more, I think, clean, but,
Grove, I put him on his same scale as Bob Hope.
Well, see, there you go. And Bob Hope, another one. I mean, I don't know if you tried to do a Mount Rushmore of comedy.
What is that?
What was that?
Yeah, was that your end?
I don't know. It went crazy because it was really loud in my ears. And Giamatti wasn't doing anything. I don't know if there's a shortage in the board.
That's really weird.
Deafened me for a little bit here.
Huh. I don't know what that was. All right, we can keep going.
Technical difficulties. Didn't get to it. Lance Lynn pitching for the Cardinals today. He's 5-3 with an ERA of 2.69 on the season. Cards will go for the series victory before they head off to Philadelphia, where they'll try to get this ship righted for the umpteenth time this year. Moving on, NHL, we talked about it at the top of the hour, or top of the first hour, top of the show. NHL teams have submitted their list of protected and unprotected players for Wednesday's expansion draft for the Vegas Golden Knights to compile and complete their roster. If you're just joining us, the Blues protection list looks like this. Goalie Jake Allen, defenseman Alex Petrangelo, Jay Bomeister, and Joel Edmondson, and forwards Vladimir Tarasenko, Jaden Schwartz, Alexander Steen, Paul Stastny, Patrick Berglund, Vladimir Sobotka, and Ryan Reeves. Mind you, in case you're wondering, forward Robbie Fabry, defenseman Colton Parayko, and forward Ivan Barbashev, they're exempt. They don't have the terms or years of service to qualify for this, so don't worry. There's a reason why they weren't protected. They were exempt from this list. Players that weren't exempt for this list, though, and will be available for Vegas to take, include forward David Perron. If they so desire, they can also take Yori Lehterä, Magnus Pajärvi, Kyle Brodziak. Neil Yakupov is an option for them, as are defenseman Carl Gunnarsson, Robert Bortuzzo, and backup goalie Carter Hutton. Any comments there, guys?
No,
we're good.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll give you a few other around the league. There's a few surprises among them. Anaheim had to expose a couple young defensemen, Josh Manson and Sammy Vatanen, and it's believed Vegas will take one of those guys, probably Vatanen. Nashville left James Neal exposed in the expansion draft. They kept one of their younger guys, and they wanted to keep their four defensemen. So James Neal, the guy that burned the Blues a couple times in the playoffs, he's a former 40-goal scorer in this league. He's out there. The Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins really have no surprise left Marc-Andre Fleury available, as well as forward Chris Kunitz. Over up north in Calgary, Troy Brouwer, former Blue, he's out there. Ottawa left their high-scoring forward Bobby Ryan available. Florida left a young player that's a former 30-goal guy, Jonathan Marchessault. He's available. Minnesota left one of their leading scorers, Eric Staal, as one of their top defensemen, Matt Dumba, available. And Detroit left good young goalie Peter Mrazek available in favor of Jimmy Howard.
You didn't mention that Pittsburgh left Sidney Crosby available.
Yeah, Sidney Crosby is not going to be available this quarter.
I misread that.
It was an 11th-hour decision, but they decided, hey, we're going to keep Sid the Kid around for another year.
Okay.
What if they just tried to do that just to see what would happen? Like, hey, let's just put this on here as a joke and see if they don't notice.
I would... If he was available, I would imagine they'd notice. Like, what? They'd probably think it was a joke. And then I couldn't file that paperwork. Whatever I had to do, if Sidney Crosby was available to take him, that paperwork would be in. It'd be like, no, tell the press, that's who we're taking.
Right.
Right. I mean, he is the best player in the league.
I would have filed it, but, like, not signed something.
Right.
Right. Like, oh.
Just to screw with them. Like, oh, we forgot to sign that. Oh, let's get it back. Oh, we're going to make a change here.
April Fools. We're here. You get. Oh, Ian Cole is also available. Former Blue.
Hey, that's multi-time Stanley Cup winner.
Yes.
Ian Cole.
And that's another person. Yes.
They pick two players from each team, a
one
defenseman and a.
One player from each team.
Okay.
So they'll get 30 players total. I believe they have to pick three goalies. It's almost a certainty unless Pittsburgh – well, now they can't, but it's almost a certainty Marc-Andre Fleury of Pittsburgh is going to end up there. Mm-hmm. Other guys that could be possible. I mean, Carter Hutton could be an attractive option.
I mean, he's a solid backup goalie
yep. that won't be a threat really to Hutton but or to Fleury, but he can play 20 to 25 games. The Rangers have a young goalie named Antti Raanta that's pretty good. He's an option that definitely would be intriguing.
What's his name? Anti-Rock?
Antti Raanta.
Raanta.
He's been blocked by Henrik Lundqvist over in New York, much the way Cam Talbot was. Then they traded Talbot to Edmonton, and Talbot's protected by Edmonton. But other goalies, Cam Ward won a Stanley Cup, former Rookie of the Year with the Hurricanes. He's available out there. Peter Mrazek's a good young option. So, I mean, they will be able to glean a good young goalie. Brian Elliott's out there as a free agent. He won't be returning to Calgary, it looks like. So, I mean,
Is Joe Mullen available?
Joe Mullen, that's a tough one. He will be available. They might have to coax him out of whatever he's doing right now. I'm sure he's maybe farming or something. But
yeah,
if they're interested in him, he's a phone call away.
I really hope that they're going to need some toughness on their back line.
Right.
I really think they should pick up Ogie Oglethorpe.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would go Garth Butcher first.
Garth, And then Ogie?
Yes. Actually, I would go and do something. Like, I would go acquire some top-line forwards, like a good second line of guys that could pot 20 to 25 goals, and then I would trade for Garth Butcher and set your organization back, like, a year and ruin a potential Stanley Cup-winning team. Not that I'm at all bitter by that, what happened, what, close to 30 years ago.
What are you talking about? No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. One of the boneheaded trades in Blues history. Let's trade three.
Who did they trade for Garth Butcher? And
Cliff Ronning, Jeff Courtnall, and Sergio Momesso. And a guy
for Garth Butcher and Dan Quinn.
Yes. How do you say Sergio Momesso's name, Andy?
Sergio Momesso.
I like it.
That's my Ken Wilson inflection.
Can you do an oh baby?
Oh baby. Welcome to Savage Center for tonight's game against the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Ken Wilson.
It was St. Louis Blues hockey.
Oh, I do that too. Hang on, Grove. I clear my throat. All right. I'm ready to be a broadcaster on KMOX.
Okay.
This is St. Louis Blues hockey. Thank you so much, everybody.
Ron Jacober back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Rob Ramage, if you ever remember. Blues fans remember. He used to do the color commentary. Like, he would do what what Jimmy the Cat does now. Mm-hmm. He would be like the roaming guy that do the in-between period interviews and all that. And he just had this deer in headlights look. He'd just stare at the camera, and then he'd just be like, back to you, Kenny. And then back up.
back to you, Ken. Back to you, Steve.
Right.
I'm going to put Raby on notice though, when he's on the Blues Radio Network. He should say, and this, you're listening to St. Louis Blues hockey, he should really emphasize the Blues. Blues hockey.
Hashtag Radio Wars.
Kerber does it perfectly. So I'm just putting Raby on notice about it.
Right, well, we got to do one thing first. I was going to skip it, but it shouldn't. It is a big deal. U.S. Open going on right now. We'll hit the leaderboard real quick. Brian Harman, your leader going today, he's 12 under par. Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka. I can never say that name.
It's Brooks Koepka.
Koepka, yes, I knew it. They're all tied for second. Ricky Fowler, he's fifth, or technically third. He's 10 under. Those are the guys in it right now. We'll see how that all shakes out today. And finally, on this day in history, we go all the way back to 1984, where talk radio icon Alan Berg, the self-described man you love to hate, was gunned down and killed instantly in the driveway of his home in Denver, Colorado, on this day in 1984. The 50-year-old radio host, whose show on the station KOA gained a strong following in the early 1980s, stirred up controversy with his outspoken personality, abrasive approach, and liberal views. He had already been the target of a steady stream of death threats while this one happened.
They made a movie about something similar to that, right? Like a radio DJ who got gunned down in the parking lots.
Yep.
What was the...
I don't remember.
Give me a sec here.
I think we watched that in broadcasting class.
We watched in college. There was a movie called Paparazzi with Cole Hauser. DJ gunned.
Well, you guys are digging for that. Did you guys cover OJ yesterday?
We did that, and that was one of the on the stays, the White Bronco chase, and how I got. I had to miss Step by Step because of it. And the other one was a New Kid on the Block song, which I'm glad you mentioned. I only put on that list because they were in town. That was the only reason I even did. And I forgot to say, hey, they're in town tonight. It's topical. But
it's talk radio.
We did.
Alec Baldwin.
Movie. Radio DJ Gundam Parking Lot movie. Alan Berg. Vanishing Point. Was that the movie you were talking about?
No, talk radio was the movie I was talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, with Alec Baldwin.
I keep you at Baldwin. Anyway, that's about all I have for me. Again, once again, guys, happy Father's Day to both of you guys.
Well,
enjoy your
day.
I'm sure I'll see you guys a little bit later tonight.
We will. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Grove. That is Grover's Corner, brought to you by Tanner Law. We take our final break of the show, come back and wrap things up here on Going Over.